The government of Angola must bear a heavy responsibility for the deadly attack which was launched from its territory. And it's a burden and a responsibility shared by Cuba. We believe that Cuba had known of the Katangan plans to invade and obviously did nothing to restrain them from crossing the border. We also know that the Cubans have played a key role in training and equipping the Katangans who attacked. Unless the Soviets do honor the constraints on basic human rights, unless they also honor constraints on their involvement in places like Africa, that it will have a strong adverse effect on our country and make it much more difficult to sell to the American people and to have ratification in Congress of a SALT agreement if it should be negotiated between me and Brezhnev and those who work under us. And there's a trend in Congress that is building up that puts too much constraint on a president to deal with rapidly changing circumstances. We do not want to send military forces into Africa to meet the challenge of Soviet and Cuban intrusion. But if we can't even give a shipment of wheat or give a sound commercial loan or vote for a loan by the World Bank to that same people or that same country, it means that I can't compete at all, even peacefully, with the Soviet or Cuban military action in those countries.